Thank you for calling Windset Capital Corporation. Your call may be monitored or recorded for training or quality purposes. If you know your party's extension, you may dial.
This is Paul.
Hey, Paul, this is Grant over at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Grant, good afternoon, sir.
Did I catch you to... Are you heading home soon?
No, sir.
No, do you have a few moments to talk to me?
Absolutely.
Cool beans. Okay. I, have been looking through some of our old loans together and trying to figure out, I'm trying to get better at being able to kind of predict what you guys are going to do, you know. And I just had a few loans upon further review that I was just wondering maybe you could give me a little bit more insight on. I have about 5 old deals that I'd like to go over if you have a moment.
So we approved these deals and
funded
for the...
Yeah, they're either approved or funded.
Okay, what's the first one we're looking at?
All right, so the first one that we are looking at is called Infinity Labs.
Do you have an app number or a loan number?
I'm going to find one. Infinity Labs.
You guys trying to create a little matrix scorecard for yourself?
Well, yeah, we are trying to... Yeah, better understand how you guys lend, because in our view, like when we look at Windset, we think that you guys are probably one of the best lenders out there, and we agree most often with the approvals that you guys give. Like, we think that's the correct term, that's the correct amount, they're not over-leveraging, and so, yeah, I'm just
the,
trying
the
to...
The only thing I would, and I guess I'll use this word carefully, the only thing I'd caution you with is, you know... As long as it's for your own portfolio, it probably makes sense because you'll be more conservative. But, I mean, we get eaten up on most of our offers because of what goes on in the space. So if you're just looking to protect your guys' own backside and put it on your own portfolio, then I totally understand. But if you're going to try and underwrite some deals outside of your own portfolio, we get eaten alive.
Can you explain a little bit more what you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, we typically loan somewhere between 6-9% of someone's gross annual revenues. Everyone today is doing 15-18%.
Yeah, exactly. Today, that's crazy.
Today, personal credit is always meant something to us because we think someone's pay history is meaningful. Well, no one in the industry gives a crap about personal credit.
Yeah, I know too well, man.
Yeah, so I'm just saying from that perspective, it's difficult. Our site inspection requirements, our tax return requirements, all different than what the industry typically is accustomed to.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about that is that it makes, when you tell me stuff like that, it makes you guys sound conservative, but we work so well together. Like, we have other lenders that don't require that shit, but are just awful. You know, and you guys, our funding process is fast, and we communicate well, so it's kind of like, that's why I'm trying to talk to you guys about this, because we totally admire, you know, how you guys are doing things.
Okay, well, get me the app number, or loan number, and let's see what you got.
All right, I'll try to make this quick for you. I'm trying to find the approval for Infinity Labs right here. Okay. Okay, just pulling it up in my system. So, the approval number here would be... Oh, what the heck? Why isn't it in our system? That's so stupid. It's usually here.
What's it called? Infinity Labs?
Yeah, Infinity Labs.
Okay, give me a second. Let me pull it up that way. Not doing anything ridiculous. It's traditional spelling of infinity.
Yeah.
All right, give me one sec here.
It's just frustrating because it should be right here. Oof, maybe this was renewals? Oh, that's why. Yeah, only for this one, I think we're going to... I'll be able to easily find the app number for all the other ones.
And my computer is still thinking, brought up nothing. You have a guarantor social?
Yes, I do. 595-22-4213.
So we have it under Seminac Avai. That's why.
Oh, oof, funny. Okay.
And it was Infinite Labs, not Infinity. Okay, so what's the question?
Shoot. Dang it, that's it. You know, like you said, you guys lend between 6 and 9%, and that's what we see. And I had a projected revenue on this one of about 600K with a really healthy ledger, granted, at 35K. And you guys lend it up to $75,000, which is over 10% of gross annual sales. So I'm just kind of wondering what made this one so special. Is it just the ledger?
What did you have the gross annual rev at?
We had it at 616K.
Yeah, so we have a the annual revenue of this business running about 862,000 and a 2-year average of 2 mil. So
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, we had our annual revenue for this one. We estimated it was 862,000.
Okay, I'll have to look back at the bank statements and see if maybe there was just some sort of miscalculation or if we missed something. Okay, so you guys just had a projected as a higher gross annual sales. So, do you guys take like ledger into effect? Because when I was looking at it with our gross annual sales, I'm like, oh, probably makes sense they lend in more because we had an average ledger of $35,000. Is that something like Winset takes into consideration often?
Yeah, we take into consideration what the daily bank average is, and as a percentage to their monthly gross, what is that? Because we look to see, okay, they're bringing in X amount, but how much is left? Are they just every dollar in is a dollar spent? So we look at that. We look at the ending bank balances,
mm-hmm.
You know, daily on average, as well as that, you know, your monthly deposits, your and the estimated revenue that projects. So mm-hmm. all that's kind of taken into consideration before we do anything. And if a guy had, like I said, let's say his percentage of his daily bank average was really low, like 2%, 3%, he's mm-hmm. just not going to get a large offer because he's every dollar is already called for.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's kind of how we think about things too, or how we've begun to. You know, like, what is their ledger, and where does it stack up against the gross monthly, as well as, you know, when you guys do come to a daily ACH amount, like how how what we like to say is like this: it's like how many payments can they make before their average ledger is completely dry? You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're looking at it. So, all right, Infinite Labs, let's look at the banks on this. The next one is called WEGO, W-E-G-O. Let me see.
Do you have an app number?
I should be able to find this more easily for you now. Hopefully I can get that for you here. Okay, yeah. So the app number is 1-6-0-6-0-8-4-1.
Okay.
So, let me just pull up my notes here. So, WEGO seemed to have gotten capped at 100K, which I think we found a little bit curious, because they were making... they were making 1.5 million... and seemed to have a really clean file. So I was wondering maybe why WEGO was capped at 100K, if there were any notes on that.
So we came in at 1.3 mil.
Okay. Okay.
Their tax returns showed a loss.
Okay, 0.3 mil, okay. Okay. And those are some of the notes that credit included for why it got capped.
No, I'm looking through there. I'm just looking through there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I have
it. And the loss was only because it was a first year time in business, so it wasn't really scored against them.
Okay. Okay, let me just make sure that I got all my questions out of the way on this one. What do they do again with their restaurant? Yeah, their restaurant. Well, are there any like restrictions for you guys when it comes to like, oh, it's a restaurant or, you know, other high-risk industries like construction?
Yeah, construction's a high risk, trucking's high risk, towing's high risk. There's tons of them. All of them, in turn, would get a much shorter offer. The reason this offer was kept low is your time in business is 2.4, and for us, it's going to be a big stretch to offer anything beyond that to guys who don't have at least 5+ years.
So is that kind of when you guys start offering 12-month plus terms when it's 5 years time in business?
No, you probably could have gotten 12 here, but yeah, I'm sure they went. This one was a 14-month offer. Yeah, you had 100 over 14.
So it's just weird. What is determining that duration? Because it's like that's a really short time in business to be offering a 14 there.
Yeah, the number of deposits on this one is way better. So it's a restaurant. They have way more deposits. They can handle those longer terms. Contractors, you got higher risk. We're going to shorten that term. Guys who have low number of deposits, just based on that, they're going to get a shorter term. We're going to try and collect quicker.
So that seems to be the main metric is number of deposits, and that's what kind of makes you guys more comfortable. That makes
and
sense.
industry performance, both.
And industry performance.
Yeah, because you have the we have the ability to have the performance on what industry performs better than the other ones.
In industry, right, exactly.
Yeah, so while you're building your book of business until your portfolio is starting to age, which obviously happens pretty quick in this business,
Yeah, it does.
you gotta gain that knowledge. That's something we've been lucky enough because we're in it now 2.5, 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't get to talk to you much about it, but Dean says our default rates are really low relative to others, so I like to hear that. I like to hear that a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, your quality deals are far better, but you also, and I don't say but as a derogatory term, but you guys have a distinct advantage because you're not getting your leads like all these other ISOs are. You guys, are a leasing broker as well. You have good vendor relationships. You have different relationships with your customers. It's definitely enabled you to have a higher quality deal.
Yeah, absolutely. We really focus on making sure we maintain those relationships. It's huge for us.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I want to move on to the next one. I'm pulling up the approval now so I can get you that number. One moment. Where is that approval that we got? So, can I give you the social? I'm having a hard time finding
Yep, absolutely. It works just as good or better. What is it?
Well, oh shit, I gotta make sure I have the right deal here. It's called West Side, and that's kind of just super generic, so I'm trying to make sure I'm getting you the right thing. West Side conditional approval. Come on. Nathan, there you go. West Side Post 16. So this isn't the social, this is actually the Winset ID.
Okay, hold on, I gotta go back. Okay, 16.
Okay, 16040024.
Okay,
So
45,000.
let me look this also up my notes here. And so this deal, it appears a video production and taping service is what they do.
Definitely not a desired industry.
It's not desired, and maybe your projected gross annual sales was just higher here, but we had it projected at like for just about 500K, and it got 45. $50,000 approval, it seemed pretty aggressive, at least, you know, for Winsett's typical tastes. I was wondering maybe if there's some notes about why it was so aggressive.
Oh, I can tell you right now, because you've got 16 and a half years TIB, and you've got a solid personal credit guarantor with a 729 Beacon score.
Okay. So it was the...
Good TIB and good personal pay history is going to get you right to our max. So, you know, most of our loans, we try and keep the payment amount, if you add it up for the whole month, it's about 11 to 13% of their monthly deposits. So in this case, this guy's...
I don't want to make sure I understand.
So if you took the payment amount, whatever it is for a daily and or a weekly, if you add that total payment up for the month, we try and keep that payment amount within 11 to 13% of their monthly deposits.
Okay, that makes sense. Deposits. Payment, monthly payment amount is 11 to 13% of monthly deposits. And that's when you got yourself a spicy deal, you know, everything's looking real good.
Yeah, I mean, the conservative comes in with the industry, weaker credit, then you're down to 9%. But the average one's 11 to 13. And this guy's right at the max, 12.8.
Dang. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, that film industry isn't typically, you know, I wouldn't consider it a sought-after industry.
It definitely isn't, but if you look at the guy's credit, it's pretty amazing.
Good on him, right? I like seeing that. Sometimes I don't see enough of it, so I'm like, thank you, finally.
Yeah, so that's the key. I mean, very easily persuaded with good, solid credit, great pay history, lots of depth, and you got 16 years TIB.
All right. Enough said. All right. Two more for now. The next one is called H.A. Bittner, and I have the Winsett approval number.
Okay. What is it?
It is 1602-0256. What in the world is going on? Ah, okay. Trying to find out what H.A. Bittner does real quick. I'm going to pull it up on my end. So it's a smaller deal. You know, I'm having him do a gross annual sales of $178,000.
Yeah.
That's about what you got?
We had 170.
Okay. So they, waterproofing contractors, so that's in construction, so a little bit conservative there. That's the first ding, I'm sure. I was thinking, you know, they got a pretty low offer, you know, even though it's a smaller company, and I'm just going to, after our conversation, I think I'm starting to get it down. So this probably only got $10,000 because of the, number of deposits in the industry, huh?
Yeah.
And like, okay credit.
Yep. And had you come back, I definitely could have gotten you probably, an additional $3,000 to $5,000, but they'll always go all conservative. You can tell the term was kept at 10 because it is construction. So I definitely probably could have gotten you 12 months and 15 if need be, but we're going to go out conservative.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Okay, down to the last one. Let me pull it up. Cutting Edge is the name of the deal. Hopefully I can find it fast. Cutting Edge Lawn and Landscape. Conditional approval. Okay, so this is back in January. We have app number of 1601-0566.
Okay. And another thing you may notice if you really analyze each approval, every credit analyst has a different way of feeling comfortable with their approval.
Yeah, I figure that there's like, you know, maybe a sort of equation that pumps out a main number, and then the analyst puts in their own little touch based on other stories and whatnot.
Yeah, the really, there's nothing that puts out a number.
Really?
Like, yeah, we've got internal guidelines that we look at, but there's nothing where the system says, here's kind of, you should give the guy 50, plus or minus what you feel. There's nothing like that, no.
It's just your internal rules where you're trying to do to 11 to 13%.
Yeah, so we score things, Grant. We put scores to things, you know, so we have an internal matrix score that our scorecard will create for us, and you have a general guideline based on that, but there are so many different variables to that the internal joke has always been the matrix never lies, which is sarcasm for it's never right. Like if you took the general guideline and you based every approval off that would almost be wrong every single time. But
yeah.
What's your question on this deal?
Cutting edge lawn and landscape. It seems as though it was
conservative?
Yeah, conservative.
Yeah, so the guy has a 10-month term, which is really making it difficult to get much more than that, because right there he's at 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So if because of the unfortunately, that falls under basically a construction trade for us.
Mm-hmm.
And typically seasonal, what state's he in?
Yeah.
We're in Iowa, which is certainly seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
Guy like that's going to be kept shorter specifically because it is seasonal.
Yep.
And that limits what you can offer, or limits what we can offer, I should say. I'm sorry.
Okay. So term, you would say, is mostly judged off of industry, time, and business. Is there like another variable that really plays into the what you guys are willing to go
deposits?
Out for?
Deposits?
Deposits.
Yeah, I mean, but the truth is, and you know more than anyone right now, I mean, the marketplace has really moved itself into 18 to 24-month land. 12 is short now. Don't you agree?
It's short, but I think it's the correct thing to do.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So, like, we find ourselves really losing out on a lot of deals now because when you loan to a certain percentage and your average term is 12 months and the same guy is a buying more aggressive anyway, call it 11 to 13% of that GAR,
mm-hmm.
and they're going out to 24 months, your offer's twice as big as ours.
Yeah, I know. We just added, like, this lender credibly, and we were just seeing some gawking sort of things, you know, just companies like this that aren't necessarily that special or deserve so much in, you know, our preferences, but Credibly is doing like 20% of gross. One of the approvals was 20% of gross annual sales. That's like 18 months on something like this. Like, this guy's got a 600.
Can, On Deck, and Credibly, all of them are at 18 to 20 now.
This is crazy. Just, yeah, I know. Dean and I always talk about it. We're just like, God, this is, it's something. I'm wondering, you know, what's all going to come of it down the line. But yeah, I mean, like I said, that's why we like you guys, because we're like, this is more reasonable. This customer is going to wrap this up faster. It's not going to over-leverage them and harm them.
More than anything, it allows you to control the customer. That's the other problem these other guys don't understand is if that customer has a 2-year approval, 24-month term, you will not have a renewal at 12 months. I guarantee it. He'll have 4 other positions on him by then.
Yeah. Yeah, precisely. We see that all too often, and sometimes we're the people who are doing it, you know, depending on the deal.
Yep, without a doubt.
Yep. So, okay. A little bit conservative here. Got it. Okay.
Seasonal, lawn, landscape, you know, all that falls into that.
So when you're looking at things like construction specifically, maybe even trucking, a lot depends maybe on the location and seasonality. That's like another thing that'll ding it. It's like, oh, because it's this industry, the seasons come into play.
Yeah, and that's internal with the analysts and us. It's not built into the scorecard.
Yeah, it's just kind of common sense when you like.
Yeah, and just as I showed you the other day with the trucking industry, right? Like,
yeah.
Those are all things we just try and monitor so we have an understanding. And as soon as there's a change, like when oil and gas fell to record lows, we restricted it because it was unsustainable. The government got involved and they restricted everything, and the regulation made it impossible, and that's just what happens.
Are you guys back in oil and gas? Like,
no.
What about any like supporting activities?
None.
Like, so not even like the engineers?
No.
Dang it. Because I've run into it. A good amount, because they're desperate, so they come to us. But anyways.
Yeah, it's just, it's a bad time for them, man. They have been screwed over hard by the government. Not to be political, but if you're one of them, whoa.
Yeah, no, I know. I remember reading about how I think like half of the oil and gas industries in the U.S. like went under in that low period. Literally half.
Yeah, I mean, all the coal miners are gone now, the oil and gas, the guys who rented the equipment, the generators, the construction trades of all that, all those people, very, very largely affected. Specifically, you probably don't see it there. I mean, you're in California where it's basically a metropolis everywhere you go, mm-hmm. but South Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado, there's a lot of rural areas there, and there's a freaking, there's someone drilling everywhere.
Yeah, no, I've spent a large part of my life with my family doing road trips across the U.S. I have family in the Midwest.
So you know.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I've been all around. I've been all around. I've seen where they drilled into Texas, been through those states that we're talking about, and been through their winters, too. So, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, those were all the deals for now. I've got a lot of insight from you, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about it. It means a lot. But, yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, in a little while longer, I may call you again and have another little chat like this. But I think that I got, you know, a lot of insight, and thank you very much.
Grant, you take care. Tell Dean and William I said hi.
All right, we'll do. You have
all
a good
right,
one, Paul.
Take care,
talk to you
appreciate
soon.
Appreciate it. All right, bye.